السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Systematic sexual violence against the women of Sudan elicits no response in the absence of a state that cares about the honor of the Muslim woman. On Thursday, the 11th of December, the organization, the Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, reported it had documented almost 1,300 incidents of sexual violence against women spanning 14 states in Sudan since the war started in the country in April 2023, with the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, blamed for 87% of cases. It describes sexual violence against women being used as a systematic weapon in the conflict, stating it was, quote, widespread, repeated, international, and often targeted, end quote. Rape accounted for 3/4 of the documented incidents, while 225 cases involved children, some as young as 4 years old. Incidents occurred in homes, public spaces, and also included long-term detention of women who were subjected to torture, gang rape, and forced marriage. On Sunday, the 7th of December, Sudanese medical groups reported that dozens of children and women were sexually assaulted and raped while fleeing the capture of El Fasher in Darfur by the RSF this October. In May this year, Medicine Sans Frontiers, MSF, reported that in South Darfur region alone, its workers had treated 659 sexual violence survivors between January and March this year alone, more than 2/3 of whom had been raped. MSF Emergency Coordinator Claire Sanfilippo stated, quote, women and girls do not feel safe anywhere. They are attacked in their homes when fleeing violence, getting food, collecting firewood, working in the field. They tell us they feel trapped, end quote. What our sisters in Sudan have endured in this conflict are horrific beyond description, including being raped in front of their children and relatives and being subject to starvation, torture, and all forms of inhumane treatment by militia. This systematic sexual violence echoes what our Palestinian sisters have endured in the prisons of the Jewish occupation, what our Rohingya sisters have suffered at the hands of the Myanmar forces, what our Kashmir sisters have been subject to by Indian occupation soldiers, and what our Uyghur sisters have experienced in the concentration camps of the Chinese regime. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated to the Muslims for all time the immense value afforded to the dignity of the Muslim woman in Islam and the great importance of protecting this always, when he banished a whole Jewish tribe, Bani Qaynuqa, from his state in Medina due to their abuse of a single Muslim woman. The leaders of Muslims of the past followed this example of defending the honor of the Muslim woman, such as the Khalifa al-Mu'tasim, who dispatched an army to rescue a single Muslim woman in Amuria, Turkey, who was captured and abused by the Romans. The Khalifa al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik, who sent a great general, Muhammad bin Qasim, with a formidable army to rescue a group of Muslim women who were imprisoned by the oppressive Indian Hindu king, Raja Dahir. So as an ummah, how do we reach such a state where the honor of our sisters is violated en masse across the world, their bodies used as weapons of war, and yet this elicits no response from any state, ruler, or army in the Muslim lands? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-imam ra'in wa huwa mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." The imam, khalifa, of the people is a guardian and is responsible for his subjects. Today, in the absence of the khilafah, caliphate state, the Islamic system over which he rules, the khilafah based upon the method of the prophethood, the Muslim woman has become prey to every corrupt force, regime, and entity with no guardian to protect her dignity and blood. The division of our lands into nation states, separated by artificial colonial imposed borders, has made us fragmented and weak, such that no state moves in defense of our sisters. As Muslims, it is not enough that we shed tears over the plight of our sisters or feel pain over their ideal. We are obligated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to work to establish the khilafah, which will end this nightmare that our sisters are enduring. So raise the call with urgency for the return of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will unite our lands, our armies, our resources, and place the protection of the honor of the believing woman as a vital pillar of the state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
والذين كفروا بعضهم أولياء بعض إلا تفعلوه تكون فتنة في الأرض وفساد كبير.
And those who disbelieve are allies of one another. And if you Muslims do not do so, become allies as one united block, there will be fitna on earth and great corruption. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 73. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.